Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Thank you for coming back to my channel. This is about Reform United Kingdom. That's a political party which is fixated with immigration, both legal and illegal, sworn to drastically reduce it. Even they say they can't have no immigration. They say zero net non-essential immigration. Even they tacitly acknowledge some immigration is essential. One of the things they've done to popularize their policy and to garner publicity of their party is to focus on sex crimes and alleged sex crimes by immigrants, mostly illegal immigrants, possibly legal immigrants, because this is a very emotive issue. Okay, nobody wants to be raped, sexually assaulted. Nobody wants this to happen to his or her, sister, brother, child, whatever, family member, loved one. I don't want to happen to anyone, whether I like them or dislike them. So it's precisely because it's such an explosive issue. That's what they've latched onto it, and it has worked very well for them. I mean, morality aside, this demagoguery has really got them traction, and that's what they're doing so well in the opinion polls, over 30% in the voting intention polls. Looks like they will win the next general election. So Sarah Pochin, their only woman member of parliament, and she said that migrants, young men, she said predominantly from Muslim countries, arriving in small boats pose a risk of sexual assault and rape. Well, it's true, by legal definition, only males can commit rape. Is it more young men than middle-aged or older men? I don't actually know the data. I would think it's rarely older men, and so forth. But she's linking being Muslim to committing this crime. Now, I don't have the data at my fingertip, but even if that's true, it's deeply unhelpful. It's bound to be prejudicial, is bound to aggravate Islamophobia, and then as though to use that as evidence against them. And I'm susceptible to these prejudices as well. Whenever I read a Catholic priest has been accused of a sex crime against a child, the newspaper think, oh yeah, here we go again, the old story. And part of me is jumping to conclusions rather than saying, no, have an open mind. I know more Catholic priests than any other religious denomination, I think, have been committing this crime. That doesn't mean they're all guilty or most of them guilty, and that mustn't be used as evidence against him. So that really is guilt by association. Because you're part of this group, a member of your group committed that crime, then you're guilty. Maybe a few members of the group, maybe many members of the group. But even if he is the only innocent member of that group, he mustn't be punished for happening to belong to that group. You can't control what other people do who happen to be of your ethnicity, religion, nationality, and so forth. So she said there were 1,453 sexual assault convictions in 2024, a quarter of them convicted by foreign nationals. Now, but what percentage of people living in the UK are foreign nationals? Quite high, it's something like 20%. Now, many of them might be dual nationals, like British and American, or Spanish and British, or something like that. Do they count as foreign nationals or not? I would like her to dig down into these statistics. And that 20% is higher amongst the younger adults who are more likely to commit this crime and so forth. So in a way, it's not particularly surprising, but she's doing anything she can to exacerbate intercommunal asperities, which is, unpalatable to say the least. And this is what she said, that men from predominantly Muslim countries like Afghanistan hold medieval view of women's rights, fundamentally alien to our Western culture and attitudes. Now, I'm sorry to say, that is true in some cases in Afghanistan. You may have heard of the Taliban. Those who are coming here are mostly running away from the Taliban. Having said that, doesn't mean they necessarily reject their view on that issue. But no Afghan should be mistreated on the grounds of being Afghan. And what shows that this is a bad faith argument is patent that they only care about these crimes if they're committed by people of certain ethnicities or religions. They don't make an issue of sex crime in general. What if they're committed by whites? What if these are British whites or something like that? Or what if the victims are ethnic minority women, or ethnically Pakistani, ethnically Afghan women? They don't seem to care about that and so on. So they say these immigrants are a threat to national security and women's safety. Now, are any of them a threat to national security? I think very, very few. Now, it is true, normally, if you want to immigrate to the UK, you have to be cleared in various ways. And I've spoken to people who've legally immigrated to the United Kingdom, what a rigmarole it was, all the forms they had to fill out, the thousands of pounds they had to pay, the years they had to wait before indefinitely to remain. And it's grossly unfair that someone should skip the queue, come illegally, get in straight away, get placed in a hotel, blah, 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 allowed to work, get all these benefits. And we can't check this person doesn't have a criminal record, that whatever, that he is healthy, that he's going to contribute to the economy, and occasionally she is going to do all that, and so forth. So anyway, they seem to emphasize victim safety, and they frame it as a them versus us, that it's people from particular countries who commit these crimes. But there is stony silence if it was a white Britisher who committed this crime. So if you really care about sex crime, then you should care about it generally, no matter who the perpetrator is and no matter who the victim is. And you only focus it on this. And then you lead to the perception that's way higher amongst some ethnicity. And I was reading some breakdown that said like 25% of those who commit sex or are in prison for committing sex crimes come from just five nationalities. And I read one of them, and one of them was Irish, which I wasn't pleased about. But that doesn't make me guilty. But, you know, that's my group, and I don't want prejudice against me because of that. So we've got to treat people as individuals. That's a key thing. We've got to stop behaviors and not ethnicities and so forth. So it's really stoking fear. And if somebody's committed a crime or allegedly committed a crime, they'll have a furious protest like outside that hotel in Epping Forest. We don't know the crime had been committed at all. I don't jump to conclusions. But obviously, many people will think all accusations equal a conviction and so forth. So the data pointed to by Reform is not from reliable sources. The figures are often inflated and so forth, saying things like Afghans and Eritreans are 20 times more likely to commit sexual offences. Now, apparently that's bogus. So it definitely leads to stereotyping. It's definitely going to lead to discrimination because of that. So, wow. If they really are genuine in caring about stopping sex crime, then they've got to try and address this across the board and not solely talk about it when it's immigrants or allegedly immigrants who've committed these sort of crimes. It's sort of a folk devil. People will be in panic mode. They'll be furious. They will lash out. They'll be irrational because it's such a hot button issue, as they say. So that's one of the reasons I don't like Reform UK. I don't know what the statistics are. And it happens to all sorts of immigrants, you know, all down the centuries, that they are disease ridden, that they're vicious, violent criminals. They're a threat, they're the other and stuff like that. And I know people who come as illegal immigrants to the United Kingdom, and they're good in some ways. I know a guy who came here in 2003. He's now a British citizen, and he shouldn't have done that. That was a bad thing. That was a long time ago. He was a teenager. Okay, of course, he should be forgiven. I know people have worked illegally in other countries just for a few months, going as tourists or whatever, and they didn't do much harm. And I know you shouldn't do that. And okay, there should be some proportionate punishment, like a fine of a few thousand quid, or whatever, but we mustn't demonize these people. We've got to remember we're dealing with human beings. And if you were from a country that where there was a lot of extreme poverty, you'd be tempted to come to a very wealthy country as well. But they're not monsters for doing that. And okay, if their asylum claims as bogus as they usually are, they should be deported. But I think we should tone down the rhetoric and stop dehumanizing people like that. Anyway, thank you very much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. And make sure you treat people as people.